This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
He shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. We'll look back at some of the action from the week that was. We'll look ahead to a big game tonight. Panthers closing out this seven-game homestand. Feels like they've been at home for a long time. That's because they have. And tonight, they've got a huge game against the New Jersey Devils. 6 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 5:30 p.m. We'd love to see you at FLA Live Arena tonight. It's a 6 o'clock face-off. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK. To get your tickets, it's the 34-27-7 Panthers, who are surging up the ladder in the Eastern Conference, 3 points out of a playoff spot currently, as they trail both the Islanders and Penguins. Those two teams are in action today, by the way. The Penguins, 8 o'clock on the road against the Rangers. The Islanders, 10:30 Eastern on the road against the San Jose Sharks. So lots of hockey to pay attention to for you today as far as the Eastern Conference wildcard race is concerned. But the Panthers have positioned themselves in a pretty good spot as we head down the stretch in this 22-23 campaign. A win tonight over New Jersey would go a long way for the Panthers. New Jersey, though, they're coming in. They've got something to play for, too. They're 44-17-7. How about the road record the Devils have? They're 25-4-4. They've been especially tough to beat away from home. And the Devils, they're trying to run down the Carolina Hurricanes and get that top spot in the Metro Division. So both teams with a lot on the line. Game number 69 on the season for each of the two teams as we get closer and closer to game number 82. That's the end of the regular season. Panthers, again, surging toward a playoff spot. We'd love to see you at FLA Live Arena tonight. It's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off. For those of you who can't make it, you'll want to tune in. We'll be on the air beginning with Panthers Preview at 5:30. We'll have you covered. If you're listening in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys. The NHL app takes all the guesswork out of it, makes it so easy to tune in when you go to the scoreboard section on your NHL app, on your Panthers app. Top right corner, there's a headphone icon. You click that, and then you click the feed you'd like to select, and you can get the Panthers game. Every game takes all the guesswork out of it. SiriusXM subscribers, you can also always find the action on channel 932 on your SiriusXM app. So some housekeeping items there. Those are all the places you can tune into tonight's game. But again, we'd love to see you there. FLA Live Arena, 6 o'clock face-off, 954-835-POCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Panthers and the New Jersey Devils coming up tonight. For the Panthers, they bring into this game a five-game point streak, piling up points at a good time of the year. They've won four of their last five games. They're coming off a wild 9-5 win over Montreal. We'll get to the scoring highlights from that in just a moment. After that, we'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, as well as Panthers forward Sam Bennett, Panthers defenseman Radko Gudas coming up here in just a few moments. Had a chance to speak to all three after practice yesterday, so we'll get some thoughts from them as they prepare for this matchup against New Jersey and look back at that wild one against the Montreal Canadiens. Coming up next segment, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now is going to stop by. We will talk about the playoff race. We'll talk about who's been most instrumental for the Panthers as they've, again, surged up the standings here toward a playoff spot. We'll talk all things Panthers with George coming up. Great to get his insight coming up next segment. And later on in the hour, we will hear a segment from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers all-star forward Matthew Tkachuk, just having a monster season. Can't say enough about what he's done all year, especially lately, for this Panthers team. Matthew Tkachuk joins us later on in the hour. And again, if you've never listened to the Territory Talk podcast, the Panthers official podcast presented by Baptist Health, check it out at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you get your podcast. Well, let's dive right into looking back first at game number 5 on the Panthers' current 5-game point streak, their fourth win in 5 tries. The Panthers hit the ice against the Montreal Canadiens back on Thursday evening at FLA Live Arena. It was a wild and wacky one, especially right out of the gate, but the Panthers managed the ebbs and flows in that game and came out with a convincing 9-5 win. Here are all the Panthers goals as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Puck played out on the near side. Mark Stahl held it in. Nick Cousins out in front. Backhand chance. And they score. And it's Colin White upstairs. And this game is tied up. 17-17 left in period number one. Carter Verhaeghe streaks along for the Panthers. Gets out across center ice. In he goes. Left wing side. Sam Bennett to the front of the goal. Chance. And they score. And it's Carter Verhaeghe. What a setup out in front. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. Panthers get a clear. A bouncer. And it's Matthew Tkachuk picking it up in the neutral zone. Up the right side. Top of the circle. Pauses. Takes a look around. Hands it back. Forsling high slot. Rashad, he scores! And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. Tkachuk to Forsling. It's 3-2. Wostarine in far point. A shot, Ekblad. That one pinballs through traffic, but wide of the net. And here on the near side of the ice, Yolonen fails to clear for Montreal. Barkov, high slot. Lou Wostarine in right circle. A shot, they score. Aaron Ekblad and the Panthers take a 4-3 lead with 10:51 to go here in period number one. Lead off to the near side. Gurianov does not get it out for Montreal. Radko Gudas center. The blue line, a shot. He scores through traffic. May have been tipped on the way. 5-3 Panthers, 9:27 left here in the first period. Ryan Lomberg was out front of the net. Looks like he got a piece of that one. And the Panthers have five on the board. Just over halfway through period number one. And Radko Gudas just blasted.
Got a penalty coming up on the play.
On the other side. Now Lomberg came in because there was another Canadian that went in and gave a shove.
They scored down the other end.
Meanwhile, we've got proceedings down here to
our right. No whistle ever went.
There was no whistle. Pezzetta was in there.
If this goal,
there was an altercation.
If this is against Montreal, then Montreal had to gain control of the puck, which they never did.
And it's going to be Sam Reinhart's goal if the play was allowed to continue. He took the shot down there to our left.
If we haven't seen enough already, we had all kinds of players wrapped up, and the Panthers went the other way, and there was only two players left for the Canadians. It ended up being a 3-on-2. Montreal basically stopped playing on the play. And Reinhart, Jake Allen was expecting maybe the whistle to blow. He and Ned even wasn't even ready for the shot, and Reinhart just decided to fire it. Goes into the net.
This one's going to count.
Play only 5-on-5, score the goal.
So Sam Reinhart gets this one. 6-3 Panthers, 7:38 left in the first period. Matthew Tkachuk has shot. That's wide. Verhaeghe off the side of the net. And he scores and went off the goaltender. And in it looked like. And the Panthers take a 7-3 lead with 6:42 to go here in period number one. For Carter Verhaeghe, that's his second of the game. Off to the near half boards. Duclair to the line. Bennett, Duclair, top of the right circle. Down to Tkachuk. Out in front. It's off the Canadian defender. Bouncing puck in front. Allen got a piece of it and they score. That one rolled in. Aaron Ekblad got the last contact with it. He's got two in the game, and the Panthers have an 8-4 lead with a power play goal. Barkov takes it back for the Panthers. He'll head around near side of the ice, gives to Tkachuk right circle, a shot, and he scores! Matthew Tkachuk out of the right circle, and the Panthers take a 9-4 lead with 12:27 to go here in the second. Up the right side, he'll take it along the boards, had it poked away, the puck cleared by Harvey Pinard down to our right, and that should just about do it in this one. Final 5 seconds tick away. Fans to their feet at FLA Live Arena. And the horn sounds. The Panthers take it tonight. 9-5. The final score over the Montreal Canadiens. For the Panthers, that's points in 5 consecutive games. A good streak at a good time of the year.
So a big win for the Panthers and a big goal-scoring outburst back on Thursday. Panthers 9-5 winners over the Montreal Canadiens to get back to within 3 points of the Penguins and the Islanders in this wild card race. So a big win there. Doesn't matter how you get it. It's that they got the win, and the Panthers did that. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Had a chance to talk to him after practice yesterday, and he begins by talking about that wild win against Montreal Thursday night.
So I got way more time for our game today, because we would all go out with a script on how the game should look and how it should be played, and then it doesn't look like that. But we were strong through that kind of turbulence, and it wasn't, you know, they score on their 3 shots, we put up a bunch, you score 7 in the first, and then the game is going to change whether you want it to or not, because the other team changes the way they play, so it's not as physical, guys aren't blocking shots as much, but our structure wasn't too bad. So I got more time with that. We did come out right. I mean, we gave up 3 shots in about 10 minutes. It just happened they all went in. We had kind of the same effect at the other end. And then we get to move on. So we won't spend a lot of time in that game, because the next game's not going to look like that. It'll be physical straight through, and neither team's going to give up as much maybe early on.
And you mentioned that. Next game certainly won't look like that one. New Jersey coming in, they've got a lot to play for too. What do you expect out of this matchup against the Devils, and what are the keys to defending against them?
Well, they're an unusual team, puck possession team, hard gap defensive team that makes an awful lot of small area plays. So you've got to be on the right side of the puck, but you have to be tight gap with them. We can't give them room to play on because they use that. That's what they're good at. We have a different version of being offensively real good. Like, both teams can score an awful lot of goals. Both teams defend with the same mindset, but possibly different because of the way we're physically built. But the team probably with the best gap tomorrow wins.
That was yesterday after practice. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice as the Panthers prepare for the New Jersey Devils coming up here tonight at 6 at FLA Live Arena. Here is Panthers forward Sam Bennett. We had a chance to talk to him after practice yesterday as well. Asked him, how big is tonight's game against the Devils?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Every game from now till the end of the season is a huge game for us. So we're not taking any game lightly, and we're going to come ready to play.
Game like last night, kind of a wacky one, but with as many guys getting on the score sheet as they did, is it nice for everybody just to get points here and there? And offensively, anyways, are the sticks a little lighter after a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a weird game. You're not going to get games like that too often, so you enjoy it when it happens, but definitely can't expect to have any more games like that. There's going to be a lot more tight, low scoring games going into the push to the playoffs. So we definitely have to reset and get back to playing the game that we know how to play.
Sam Bennett there. Here is Panthers defenseman Radko Gudas when I asked him how important it is to finish this homestand strong tonight against New Jersey.
Very. I mean, that's the thing we were looking forward to since Christmas. You know, have this big home stretch and have a good playoff push. And they're a great team off the rush. They're in this position where they are this year for a reason. And for us, staying tight to them at the whole time, the whole game, it's going to be crucial for us. So we got to be ready. We got to be ready from the first puck drop and 60 or 65 minutes take breath.
Can you describe what Matthew Tkachuk's meant this last few matches, the way he's been piling up points and just helping you guys get the positive results?
Well, it's great to see him success like that. You know, goes to the areas where we need to get, and he's leading the charge with all the guys following him, and it's fun to see him succeed like that. And he's having a great year. He's the leader of this group right away from the minute he got in, and it's fun to follow him.
Radko Gudas of the Panthers there after practice yesterday, and now the Panthers get set to take on the New Jersey Devils tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff at FLA Live Arena, and that'll wrap up the homestand. The Panthers then on the road for a back-to-back starting Monday at 7 in Detroit, Tuesday at 7 in Philadelphia. Panthers back home then for two huge games against two big-time opponents. Thursday at 7, the Toronto Maple Leafs come to town, and then a week from today at 5 o'clock, the New York Rangers come in to take on the Panthers. That'll be the third matchup of the season for the Panthers and the Broadway Blue Shirts. That is a week from today, and then the Panthers go back on the road for the last big trip of the season, the regular season, that is, four games on the road consecutively after the game against the Rangers a week from today. So that's what the schedule looks like ahead of today, I should say, the Panthers and the Devils tonight. Then after that, you've got the road trip starting up Monday at 7 o'clock. For us here on the Panthers Insider Show, what lies ahead? Well, coming up later on in the hour, we'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers All-Star forward Matthew Tkachuk. But coming up next segment, man who's covered the Panthers for a long time, has his finger on the pulse of the Panthers like not many others, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by. We'll talk to him coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers Insider Show at the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Panthers wrapping up a long 7-game homestand tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils at FLA Live Arena. 6 o'clock face-off across the Panthers Radio Network. We'll have you covered, beginning with Panthers preview at 5:30. And, of course, a big one. Panthers looking to extend their point streak, which currently sits at 5 games, 4-0-1 in the last 5. Coming off Thursday's wild 9-5 win over the Montreal Canadiens. And
Special guest joining us now, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. George has covered the Panthers for a long time. George, how are you? Thanks for stopping by here on a Saturday morning.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing, buddy?
You had Raisin Bran this morning. Post or Kellogg's?
I went with the Kellogg's. I'm a two-scoop guy. I like Post cereals. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to go off on Post. But when it comes to Raisin Bran, it's Kellogg's for me.
George Richards here with us talking all things Panthers hockey, talking breakfast, talking all sorts of things. And, well, George, I guess first we'll just look at the broad scope here. The Panthers have gotten closer to a playoff spot going into tonight's action, 3 points back of both the Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. You look at all the teams battling for a spot. Panthers doing a good job lately here, getting themselves back close to a spot. How do you like the way that they've adjusted their game here over the last few weeks as they're playing some of their best hockey at one of the biggest times of the year and the healthiest, knock on wood, that they've been? And that's coming at a big time, too.
Yeah, that's obviously the key point, right? The health of this team. We saw them in November and in December and January not really be able to put together string anything together. And a lot of that had to do with the way the lineup was. It was like every single game you had 2-3 key players out. And right now they're back to full health. You knock on wood if you're Paul Maurice in this case. But they are a healthy team. And, you know, they're 4-0-1 in their last five. I think they're 6-3-1 in their past 10. They're putting together points. And I think sometimes people get lost in, oh, well, they lost in overtime. Well, you got to collect as many points as you can in this league. This isn't a wins-loss league. This is a points league. And the Panthers getting a point out of Winnipeg was huge. The Panthers being able to win the game last weekend, prior to that was big. They've been able to collect the points and stay in this race and give themselves a shot because we're in March now, right? I mean, we just had St. Patrick's Day yesterday, and the Panthers are playing meaningful games, and that's really all you can ask for at this time of year.
Yeah, piling up points, and I always say the difference between 2-1 isn't as big as the difference between 1-0. You got to get something, and the Panthers have done a good job making sure on a nightly basis they're coming up with something in the points department. So Panthers and the New Jersey Devils tonight, big matchup at FLA Live Arena. So why don't we look at this one here first, George? The New Jersey Devils coming in tonight, going to look a little different than things did back on Thursday. This is a New Jersey team that has a chance to win the Metro, depending on how they finish. They're a playoff-bound team. The Panthers have playoff aspirations. A lot on the line for each team. What do you expect here, and how big would it be for the Panthers to close out this homestand with an exclamation point?
Oh, no, this would be huge for the Panthers to get two more points. Listen, New Jersey, we know how good they are this season. Florida's 1-1 against the Devils this season. This would be very big for Florida to like you said, they got to go on the road. They've got a big back-to-back starting Monday in Detroit. So you need to finish this homestand. Nobody likes playing seven straight games at home. This you would think, oh, it's great. You're home for two. Nobody wants that. They've kind of avoided the malaise that sometimes come with these long homestands. So to get another 2 points tonight against the Devils would really set this team off in a good space, especially next week when you've got a couple road games and then a couple back here at home.
By having you on the show, George, today, I wanted to avoid malaise here on the Panthers Insider Show. Good use of a word there. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Always great to have him stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show. George, we've sung the praises of Matthew Tkachuk from the day he arrived in South Florida, but in big games, at big times of the year, you see the superstar players rise to the occasion. How impressed have you been with the way that he's come up with some big-time performances in games where his team needs him most?
Yeah, he's been a big-game guy, right? I mean, Charlie Hustle, if you will. He's Matthew Tkachuk, what a great addition for this team. You see him on both ends of the ice making a difference. You see his passing. You see him, you know, getting in deep, ticking people off, starting stuff with guys, and just being a pest while staying out there on the ice and cashing in. So another big night, Thursday night against Montreal. You talk about burning the tape. Well, you're certainly not burning the score because a lot of guys had multiple points, and Matthew Tkachuk has a goal and three assists Thursday night against Montreal. I believe it's like he's got a ton of like multi-point games this year for the Panthers. he really has fit in with this organization, with this culture, this team, and it's been good to see what he's been able to accomplish here.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us on the Panthers Insider Show, getting you set for the Panthers and the Devils tonight, 6 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We're not going to spend too much time on it, George, but you've covered this team for a long time. Going back to Thursday night, have you seen a start as wacky as that one? And a lot of people look at that one. That's a game that look like many other games, but can that be a valuable lesson for a team to come out on top in a game where when that thing gets going, you're not sure what direction it's going
to
go?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, that's why one reason why I wanted to talk to Sergei Bobrovsky after that game. I thought the biggest thing to come out of that game was that Sergei Bobrovsky gives up 3 goals on the first 3 shots and is pretty much fine the rest of the way. Now, he gave up 2 more goals, but the game was so far out of hand, who cared at that point? But he was able to, and he even said it. He said that you have to be able to put those behind you. You know the game stinks. You've given up 3 goals on 3 shots. Any chance of having a great game is out the window by now. So you just have to make sure you stop the next one and the one after that. And Sergei actually made some big stops for the Panthers, kept Montreal from getting kind of crawling back into that game. And I thought that was the biggest takeaway, was that Sergei. Listen, if this game is in November or December, the Panthers may lose that game to Montreal the way it was going. And this team found a way to just start plugging and getting some more goals. And listen, the goalies from Montreal didn't hurt, but they found a way to get it going. They were found a way. They're up 2-1, then it's 2-2, then they're up 3-2, then it's 3-3, and you're like, oh my gosh, and then it's 4-3, 5-3, 6-3, boom, this one's over. Panthers did a real nice job of carrying that.
Panthers, since New Year's Day, since the turn of the calendar year, 18-10-3. If you run 18-10-3 over a full season, that's more than a sure playoff clip. Can you point to where maybe things changed in your mind, where this team really found its groove, found its stride? Because that month of January, a lot of folks would have said was the toughest part of the schedule for this team, but it seems like that's where they really got their footing.
Yeah, and you know, Paul Maurice talks about it a lot. He always talks about that New Year's Day game against the New York Rangers as a turning point for this team. The team just kind of looked lost a little bit in November, December. There were injuries. You weren't getting the goaltending that you needed, especially from Sergei Bobrovsky. Spencer Knight, you got it from at times, and it looked like he became the starter. Regardless, this team was a team in transition. They were learning a new system, a new coaching staff, all that stuff. I think they've kind of come to terms with how they need to play in this, and I think they're excelling at it right now at this point. So, listen, Paul Maurice was always, you know, preaching patience, and hey, he said in training camp, it might take a year and a half for this team to figure out how they need to play and become a tougher postseason team. And I know a lot of people laugh at that when you're 10 points out of the playoffs. You got to get there first. But if you're going to go to the playoffs, you might as well try and win the darn thing. So I think that's his point. So I just think that they've been a different team. They've been more comfortable in their own skin. They've been able to do a lot of different things. And they still haven't shown us that they can string wins together. They still only have 2-3 game winning streaks. They still only have 2 comeback wins, third period wins. But you can see it coming. And I think that's the big thing for these Panthers.
Yeah, Paul said that going back to that New Year's Day game, since then it's been just a harder brand of hockey. And it's been consistent since then. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. And George, 14 left in the regular season. A 10-4 finish for the Panthers would put them at 95 points. I know it's a bit of a moving target. You're not quite sure what the number is going to be till we get right down to the end. I've been saying I feel like a 10-4 finish, 95 points, is good enough to get into a playoff spot without needing any help from others. I think less than 10-4, you might need some help from some other teams, things like that. In your mind, what's it going to take?
I think 20 out of the final 28 points, right? That's a lot of points, though. That's a lot of points. You've got 14 games left. That's 10 wins. Just get 20 points somehow. 21, maybe 22 would be nice. It's not out of the realm of possibility for this team. This is a very talented team. We saw that last year. We're seeing that now. If they can stay healthy, again, Paul Maurice, knock on wood. If Sergei Bobrovsky continues to play, save for Thursday night, play at the high clip that he's been at, I think this team will be fine, and I think they can do that. They've got the games in hand now on the Islanders. You know, Pittsburgh's given them a little bit of a gift these last couple games. Pittsburgh lost to this Montreal team at home on Tuesday night. That was a gift for the Panthers. And then they lost one of their tough ones. So that's a lesson to learn here in these playoffs race. You've got to beat teams like Montreal, because then you've got teams like the Rangers. I think Florida's got three against Toronto left. They've got two against Ottawa.
Carolina.
Carolina's coming up. So you've got to win these ones, the ones that are gimmies, not gimmies, but you know what I mean, not must wins, but gotta wins. And the Panthers did that on Thursday night, and now they've got a big one tonight against the Devils. And hey, if you can get one or two points out of this one, boom, nice.
Yeah, 10-4 would be a strong finish, but you look at all the teams battling for the wild card spots, it's going to take a strong finish from whoever gets in those two spots. In a league where only 16 out of 32 make the playoffs, there's no such thing as backing in anymore. That just doesn't happen. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, kind enough to stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show. George, tell all the folks out there where they can find you.
Come on over to FloridaHockeyNow.com. We're having a special today. Yeah, we're having a special just for you.
And this isn't just your Raisin Bran.
No. This is like finding a prize in your Cracker Jack box or in your cereal box. Come on over to FloridaHockeyNow.com right now. Subscribe today. $3.49 a month or $29.99 a year to get the only daily dedicated coverage of the Florida Panthers, FloridaHockeyNow.com.
That's a deal. Go check it out, folks. FloridaHockeyNow.com. He's George Richards. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time. George, looking forward to seeing you out at the rink tonight. And as always, we thank you very much for stopping by. Thanks for your time today.
All right, Douglas. You have a good one. I'll see you tonight.
Thank you very much. That's George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. And again, kind enough to stop by. We thank him for his time. Folks, the Panthers and the Devils tonight. It's going to be a 6 o'clock face-off, 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network if you can't make it, but we'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. You can call the friendly folks over at 954-835-PUCK. They'd be happy to assist you. As I always say, if you want to go to one game or all the games, by yourself or with all your friends, we can set something up that works for you. Folks, when we come back, we are going to hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by the aforementioned Matthew Tkachuk a few days back. We'll have a cut from that conversation coming up on the other side of the break. Folks, Doug Plagan's with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show here on a Saturday morning. As always, Panthers getting set to wrap up a 7-game homestand tonight when they play host to the New Jersey Devils. Doug Plagan's here with you. We'll have all of tonight's action tonight for you across the radio network. 6 o'clock, we'll get things going with the opening faceoff. 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2, that's your place to listen. 12:30, The Gambler in Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The NHL app makes it so easy. SiriusXM app and streaming, channel 932. In your cars, SiriusXM channel 219 will have the action tonight. So again, so many different ways to consume Panthers hockey, and it's a big one. New Jersey coming to town, third and final matchup of the season for the Panthers and the Devils. Panthers with playoff aspirations. New Jersey, they're trying to run down Carolina and win the Metro Division, so a lot on the line for each of the two teams. Panthers looking to extend their point streak to 6 games and get to within 1 point, potentially. If they can get a win and a little help tonight, the Panthers could end today's action 1 point out of a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Earlier this week on the Territory Talk podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health. You can find it at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Panthers all-star forward Matthew Tkachuk. And well, you can find all the Territory Talk episodes again at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcast. But want to get to a cut from the most recent episode of Territory Talk right here. And here's Matthew Tkachuk starting us off when he was asked how different things feel from the time he was introduced as a Panther back over the summer to now.
Very different, but always believed that, you know, without even playing a game, knowing that the new guys, because pretty much I was like the last guy or one of the last guys on the current team to like, you know, be here or be part of it. So I kind of knew what I was signing up for when it came to the roster for this year and this team. And I knew we always had you know, potential to play and to perform like we have been the last little bit. And I was just talking to some of the guys earlier. I mean, I've never really been in a race like this to the end of the finish line in the regular season. And it seems like the years that I was in Calgary when we were in playoffs in like December. Yeah. And we were just basically, we were the one seed for the last, you know, last couple times I've been there. So it's been very different to kind of have to play well to get in, whereas before we were kind of just coasting and ended up working against us. So I think this is only going to help us going forward. I know the three teams in the Atlantic, you know, along with us, I'd say coming here at the beginning of the year were the four teams that I thought were, you know, the best in our division. And it seemed to be working out like that so far. So hopefully we can get in, and you never know what can happen.
Like you said, you guys have been clawing your way back into this spot now. The other night, every team kind of near you in the standings lost, and you still got to take care of business. But what does it mean just when you see the door kind of get wider open in front of you guys?
Well, I think that it is, we unfortunately put ourselves in a spot where you had to scoreboard watch, but I think we've put ourselves in a position now where you don't necessarily have to do that as much. You just got to take care of your own business. And we've done a solid job the last little bit after we've got all the guys back. Definitely a couple weeks, you know, a tough stretch in December, and I thought we played pretty solid in January, but then had a few hiccups, you know, a couple weeks ago. But for the most part, we're trending right now, and that's all you can ask.
How much do you watch the other games, or do you just kind of go and look at the scores at the end of the night or the next morning?
I'm a hockey fanatic, I guess. The one difference, probably the main difference I have with my routine being in Florida as opposed to Calgary, is time change. So yeah. I think I'm up a little bit later maybe than I'd like, but I just like watching hockey. I was fortunate in Calgary where the games would start at 5 and I'd be in bed asleep by, you know, 10:45 or 11 on most nights. And I caught myself last night watching the third period of the Kings Islanders game. Yep. It's like 12:20, 12:30. I was like, oh, I gotta go to bed here. This is, hopefully the result works out in our favor in the morning. And I checked and it did. So, but hopefully we keep winning so I don't have to stay up so late to watch games.
And on the standings, I mean, Brady's right there with the center as well. Is it different watching your brother now kind of be in a race with you when you're scoreboard watching?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not like I hope he does very well. And, you know, I know it sounds weird, but individually, I hope he continues to tear it up like he has been and continues to do well. But like I said, we're in a race with them too, so it'd be ideal if both my team and his team can be the last two wildcard spots. But you know, we're both gonna have to play well for that. Both teams are gonna have to play well for that to happen down the stretch.
And you mentioned it; you were very clear about it right out of the gate when you came here. You loved the situation here. It seems like, I mean, coming up on 70 games, but seems like you've been here longer than you have. Did you feel like this? Did this place feel like home for you pretty quickly?
It did at the start, just because of the connections I made with like teammates, the people in the organization. Like, and it wasn't me; it was all them reaching out to me, making sure I was going to feel comfortable. And I think they wanted me to be able to hit the ground running without worrying about anything. And I've been very fortunate to come here, and the organization has literally been amazing. Like, every single person in it has made it super easy for me, and it has allowed me to feel like I've been here for my whole career and not to worry about anything and just go out and play and perform. So I've been very fortunate.
And with the All-Star festivities having been here as well, obviously you made a big splash there getting the All-Star Game MVP and all that, but it seemed like aside from the on-ice events, everything that was going on around the All-Star events, Paul Maurice even said that you and Alexander Barkov really embraced being front and center for a lot of that stuff and being present for as much as you could during that whole thing. What did you kind of see yourself as, you know, maybe kind of just a representative of hockey for South Florida during that time? And what was that whole experience like?
Yeah, for sure. When I found out that I was going to be representing the team, like, I wanted to do as good of a job to not only grow like our team and what we're trying to do down here, but just like the game of hockey in general. And you could see how far it's come along since my first couple of years playing here to like having a, you know, them having some really good teams the last few years, growing it like that, playing some meaningful games, playing playoff games, and now to have the All-Star game where all the best players were there. You could really see the game trending, and it's going to continue to, and hopefully we can go on a run like they you know, haven't had the last few years here and see if it grow up more, and would love to be a part of that.
And going back to All-Star, obviously a crazy week, but a week you shared with the community, with your family. I know you had so many people in town. When you look back at All-Star 5, 10, 15 years from now, is there maybe a story or a moment that's really going to stick out for you, you think?
Lots of elbow room.
Yeah.
No, we had a lot of fun outside of the like the on ice and even like the festivities off the ice, like just with my family and friends. I'll remember like, you know, being in my home locker room and around like all my, you know, trainers and everybody, and having the best players around in the world around me. Getting a chance to talk with Crosby and Ovechkin and get picture them like I did when I was a lot younger. Yeah. It was super, super cool and something that I'm going to remember and will continue to show people and show off the fact that I got to do that. But just having so many people down staying at my house, you know, basically from, it was a party from when they got here on Thursday to when they left Sunday. So it was very cool to get everybody in one place, because it is hard.
And Brady too, that just worked out.
Exactly. Like, had him down here, just was able to, kind of felt like a weekend in summer where everybody shuts off the world and it kind of revolves around you guys for a little bit. And it was nice, basically, to have all our friends and family just drop everything and want to be a part of that weekend as well, and made it extra special.
And like you said, you got some photos, but did you get anything else? Any mementos, any pieces of All-Star, any souvenirs, any autographs, anything like that? What did you take from the weekend?
Yes, a few of my jerseys that I wore, I had everybody at the All-Star game sign it. I had the whole Atlantic team sign, like just the Atlantic team sign one, the winning team. So got a few sticks signed by everybody, and to me, the coolest part's the pictures.
Yeah.
And honestly, not even the pictures, like the stuff behind scenes that nobody would know about. I mean, my brother and I just, you know, hanging out with, you know, a guy like Crosby, who is one of our
friends. Did Sid remember the original photo?
He did, yeah. They all did. Yeah, they all did, which is really cool. Maybe they're lying, but they played it off like they did. Mm-hmm. But just talking with them about just like random stuff, like I don't know, it's kind of cool. And us just like going home and like, oh, like for example, like we were leaving after skills one day and we were late, you know, said we'd be out in 5 minutes and ended up turning into 30 minutes. So like, what took you guys so long? And we're like, oh, honestly, we were just back there talking to a few of the guys and being one of them. And it's like, what were they saying? Like, and I was like, yeah, to me, like at the time, like it wasn't, I guess, too crazy because, you know, we're sharing the ice with them, playing against them. And, but yeah, it just shows how, I guess, when you think about it, when you look back at it in 5, 10, 15 years, that'll be some of the coolest moments.
And even away from the All-Star stuff, we asked Ed Tulu-Osterine about it. We asked Nick Cousins about it when he came on the show. A lot of guys like keep stuff from their career. And I know you're really just getting going, but have you saved stuff from along the way? Is that something that you've had in your mind? I know Nick told us that he likes to keep a lot of his jerseys and stuff like that. And whereas Ed, too, I think we might have put the bug in his ear.
He's going to start
saving more stuff after we talked about it.
Yeah, I know I've had a few sticks from guys throughout the career that I've like asked, you know, one of our equipment managers to get from them. And I, actually recently it's been pretty cool. Some of those guys have asked me for something.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, well, I'll do it if you give me one. You know, one of those situations. So got sticks from a lot of players that I've enjoyed playing against and that I looked up to. I know that Joe Thornton was one. He gave me one a few years back. I don't know.
What's the man cave looking like with all this stuff? Because you're still a super young guy. Yeah, I'm sure it's already taking up a ton of space.
Yeah, the man cave isn't dialed in yet, but it could easily. It is a process. Yeah. Like right now, it's just jerseys. I know at my house in St. Louis, I have my brother my jersey, which honestly is kind of weird. I have mine in my basement, but it's my brother
it's
and mine.
Matthew.
Yeah, exactly. My brother, mine, and my dad's all in one frame. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of like cool, I guess, maybe milestone stuff that along the way. Actually, my parents the other day, I got this big package in the mail, and it was like a late birthday, late Christmas, like housewarming. They combined it all into one. So I'm like, all right, like, you guys don't have to do that. Whatever. I open it up. It's this huge, I don't even know how to explain it, like big picture book with probably hundreds It's like a 1,000-page book with hundreds of articles from my career when I was drafted in Calgary up until I was traded. It's like all the
newspaper clippings, magazines,
newspaper, magazine, like pictures, articles about, you know, a milestone here, some playoff stuff here. Like, I don't know. It was just, it was like,
so mom put in
articles.
Some work.
Yeah. She put in some work. There was a little video somehow at the beginning. Like, it was a crazy, crazy, crazy gift. So, I think that's going to start my fake little man cave here in Florida.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers there on the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. And if you like what you heard there, you can hear the entire episode, the entire conversation. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcast. Big thanks to him for stopping by, chatting with me and Jameson Olive earlier in the week. Great to catch up with him. And what a run he's been on. 10 points last three games for him. And again, just continuing his monster offensive season. He eclipsed the 90-point mark last time out, scored his 31st goal of the season, 10 points in the last three games for Matthew Tkachuk. Panthers and the Devils tonight, 6 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 5:30. Big game for the Panthers. A Panthers win and some help from other games. They could wind up a point back of a playoff spot by night's end. Panthers trying to close in on the Penguins and the Islanders. The Penguins, they are at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, 8 o'clock Eastern. And the Islanders are in San Jose, 10:30 Eastern. So games to keep an eye on there. And the New Jersey Devils, tonight's opponent, they're trying to run down Carolina and win the Metro. So a lot on the line for the Panthers and the Devils tonight. We will have that one for you, 6 o'clock, 5:30, Panthers preview on the radio network. Thanks, Matthew Tkachuk, for stopping by the Territory Talk podcast this week. Thanks to George Richards from Florida Hockey Now for joining us earlier in the program as well. That's all the time we have here this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. We'll talk to you again coming up at 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Devils, 5:30, Panthers preview. But for now, folks, this has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.